digital competencies. Much has been said about this topic during the last years with the pandemic and the rise of exponential technologies such as artificial intelligence. Welcome to Digital Educators, a podcast for education professionals navigating in the digital world. My name is Mercedes Werner, and I will be your host today. Today, we're diving into a topic of digital competencies in vocational education and training. We'll discuss the opportunities for improvement, challenges, and the importance of fostering digital skills in today's fast-paced world. Before we start, I want to thank all the educators that have commented on our Instagram, Digital Educators Today. We've reviewed all the questions and will address many of them today. So thank you very much for joining. Let's start by defining competencies. A competence is the disposition to act, combining both knowledge and the ability to effectively apply the knowledge. In vocational education and training, digital competencies refer to the combination of knowledge and skills required to navigate the digital world. It's important to recognize that competencies can be domain-specific, social or personal. Domain-specific competencies are related to a specific vocational field, while social competencies involve collaborating and communicating. Personal competencies encompass such skills such as critical thinking, adaptability, and reflection. Interdisciplinary competencies, as digital skills are, can be social or personal. While these interdisciplinary aspects of competencies are explicitly mentioned in the framework curricula preamble, they are not elaborated upon further. Professor Petitch from TUM University points out that professional competencies heavily dominate individual learning fields in Germany. This dominance poses a problem for their development because without clear objectives, the learning and development process are likely to be vague, open-ended, and random. This contradicts the growing importance of interdisciplinary competencies, highlighting the need to specify and concretize interdisciplinary learning objectives in relation to professional competencies. So then, with this being said, how do we work with digital competencies in the classroom if the objective is not clear? The mission of the vocational teacher, as we know, is to prepare their students for working life, as well as for citizenship. But how, why, and when do we do this with such little specifications? As to address this, we have carefully reviewed all of the questions you have left in our Instagram account. And we have selected some specific questions for us to address today, and we can talk about them and understand the complexity of the situation. The first question, we have chosen it because it's a typical question among teachers today. My students use digital tools better than me. I feel silly trying to understand how to edit a video with my students in class looking at me. What can I do to avoid this? I totally understand. It's completely understandable to feel this way, especially with the rapid pace of technology advancements. Your students may be adept to using digital tools, but they may not necessarily understand the deeper implications and concepts behind them. As a teacher, you can guide them through these aspects. While you can learn how to use the technology, you can also leverage your students' knowledge by asking them if they can teach you how to use them. You can use these opportunities as learning experiences for both you and your students. Remember that your role is to help them understand the broader ideas behind technology, not just how to use it. The second question we have chosen is also a very classic question about this topic, or a concern among teachers. The question says like this: I haven't been trained to use digital media. What can I do? As we know, it's absolutely crucial to receive training in digital media. It plays such a significant role in digital transformation. Governments and institutions are offering training. But if that's not enough, you can use your own initiative to search for information. Many teachers find success in using massive open online courses, MOOCs, to enhance their skills. Actually, did you know that teachers are the main users of MOOCs at a global scale? Well done, teachers! Keep it up! And the next question addresses a safety and privacy issue. A teacher says, I think using digital media is too risky data-wise. I don't feel safe taking my students online. This is a valid concern, as digital technology can present ethical and privacy risks. However, we can use this concern as a learning opportunity again for both you and your students. Work together, explore the privacy configurations of the digital media. Check for best practices for online safety. Approach this challenge as an opportunity to develop the skills outlined in the curriculum preamble. The last question we will address today comes from a manager of a TVET school. Thank you so much for submitting your question as well. The question is like this. I manage a TVET school. I understand being good with digital media. Understanding technology, communicating and collaborating online is crucial for the workplace today and tomorrow. But it's not easy to create interdisciplinary projects and to plan accordingly. What can I do to embrace this among my teachers? Thank you so much for this question. As a school administrator, you know, you play a crucial role in supporting your staff to adapt to the changing landscape of digital media. Creating interdisciplinary projects can be challenging, but with careful planning, teacher training, access to technology, and institutional support, it is achievable. Your dedication to embracing these changes is commendable, and your team is so fortunate to have your leadership. So this was our last question for today. I'm very thankful for all of you for submitting such interesting questions. Wrapping up on our discussion, let's reflect on the key takeaways. Integrating digital competencies into vocational education and training presents opportunities for learners to acquire practical skills, collaborate, and develop critical thinking abilities. It is also good for teachers, as we have talked today a lot. To overcome the challenges, vocational institutions must stay updated with technological advancements and provide equitable access to digital resources. By doing so, they can empower learners to thrive in the digital age and prepare them for successful careers. As your question suggests, it is a challenge to develop digital skills among students. But we can use these challenges as an opportunity to develop new learning and work collaboratively with our administrators, peers, and our students. So, my teachers, let's keep up. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for joining us in this episode of Digital Educators Podcast. We hope you found the discussion insightful and thought-provoking. Stay tuned for more episodes where we will explore the dynamic world of education. Remember, digital competencies are the keys to unlocking future success. See you next time. Thank you so much.